This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carver High and I were out at an Italian joint stuffing our faces before the show tonight. And we were talking about Boomer Wells. Dude, was there anyone cooler than this dude ever that played for the Yankees? I mean, just bar none. I mean, that's just all there is to it. We were just sitting there talking about what a badass this guy was. Are you kidding me with that just evil left hand of his? That arm of his was like a rubber band, and he just threw all that filthy, disgusting, repulsive off-speed hooks and just breaking balls and making people look silly. I used to love watching this guy pitch, and he used to just love to just humiliate people in these games, and then he'd just have a cold beer. I love that dude. I mean, was he just not the baddest ass mother Fereller ever that pitched for the Yankees? Everyone else sucks compared to him. I mean, honestly, is he not? I'm not even kidding you. He's not even on the show yet. And he's just, I just want you to know how much of a pleasure it was going to Yankee Stadium, the old barn when it smelled, just to watch you pitch was just, that was like, I think it's just the best thing ever. It's better than sex, honestly, watching you pitch. I mean, honestly.
Nice intro. You go stuff your face at this Italian restaurant, and then here I come.
I mean to tell you, you are something else, buddy. 20-year anniversary of your genius.
Yeah. That's classic. No, Blind Squirrel finds a nut once in a while, but, it's a team effort, and I had some guys behind me to make some big plays, and it's one of those days where, you're in the history books. That's pretty cool, though, I'll tell you that.
I mean, can you believe that you, David Wells with us, that you grew up, because I lived in Huntington Beach for a decade, and I remember your days in San Diego growing up as a kid, because I'm an old dude, 252, but I'm still cool, and I remember your growing up in San Diego in Point Loma. Can you even believe that Don Larson went to your school, and then you throw a perfect game like Don Larson did? I mean, what is going on in the water out in Ocean Beach?
That's what I'm talking about. There was some good stuff in the water back then. So, and there still is. But, the thing is, the odds of that happening, they did some retarded number, and it was like trillions to one that the two guys that pitched perfect game for the Yankees went to the same high school. It's kind of a trivia question. I'm kind of giving it away because if you want a free beer in a bar or something like that, you can just get them. We're the only guys in the history of throw perfect games that went to the same high school. So, but maybe not the rest of the world, but maybe a lot of people are listening. So now they might get a free drink out of it, or they might get burned after listening to the show.
You actually almost did it again. I remember, in 98, you almost did it to the A's, too. You got into, like, the seventh or eighth inning and had one going.
Yeah, I did. It was bizarre, man. I tell you, the emotions that you go through and, it's crazy. I mean, it's nerve-wracking. I mean, people don't think, like, sport, it's not. It's a lot of stuff that goes into it, and then everything has to be lined up right. The guy's got to make plays, obviously, But you know what? It would have been cool to do two, but I'm satisfied with one. It's all good.
So you, I gotta tell you. So you go your obsession with, I think growing up or whatever, you had this obsession, unless I'm crazy, with Babe Ruth, and we all know you got the hat. I remember when you busted the hat out at a game, and then Joe got mad, Torrey, that you were wearing the hat, and the game was like a. I think it was like a really expensive hat. I mean, it was worth a lot of money. And Joe made you take it off, right? Like, that had to be a drag.
He did. He didn't like it very much. But you know what I said? You know what? If I got a Babe Ruth hat and I'm at Yankee Stadium where he was the man, I'm going to wear it. Joe and I kind of fought, and I snuck it out there anyways. He didn't like it very much. I got fined, and And it was just, it was one of those things, but at least it was brought back into circulation. So, you know, a guy I idolized, I brought him back, you know, it was my idol, my decision, and I paid for it, but it was well worth the $2,500 I got.
You were David Wells with his Boomer legend. God, you're when you played for him twice, because you were at San Diego, as I said, kid, like you pitched for the Padres a couple of times. And yeah. I want to know, like, there can't be, no disrespect, they got great fish tacos out there, but there's no way you can compare, and you have to tell me this, there's no way you can compare pitching for the New York Yankees to pitching in San Diego, even if it's your hometown. Honestly, what did it do to you to pitch at Yankee Stadium and be the brilliant left-hander that the fans just absolutely adored? Like, they would honestly lay in front of a truck for you.
Well, it was a dream come true. I was a Padre fan, you know, first, and then I became a Yankee fan, and I just started dissecting the Yankees, and I loved everything about it, and then I just kind of started, you know, dissecting the history of Yankee baseball, and that's where I fell in love, and it was Babe Ruth who kind of started the whole way with Gehrig and, you know, all the guys, and all of a sudden you got DiMaggio, you got Mantle, you got, you know, obviously Yogi Berra, and all the guys, just all the way through up to, you know, Donnie Baseball. And it was, you know, and then my all-time favorite, you know, two Yankees, well, three Yankees besides Babe Ruth were Whitey Ford and Ron Guidry was my idol.
Right.
So, you know, so to follow in those footsteps of those two left-handers was, you know, it was a dream come true. But then to pitch for San Diego, it was a dream come true, too. And, you know, it's like you got to have a National and American League, and, you know, that's what happened. And, you know, you throw a perfect game, you get honored 20 years later, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have a party in New York 20 years later for this event that we're going to do on May 17th.
Right, so it's going to be the anniversary of Boomer's perfect game with a few of your former teammates, Jorge, Coney, Bernie, just to name a few, Tory. Additional celebs include Jimmy Fallon, Lorne Michaels, surprise performances. So a lot of it, you're going to donate some of it to the Perfect 33 Foundation, supporting young athletes and military families. So you got to be stoked for this event. It's pretty cool that you're doing this. I think it's awesome that you're coming home.
No, I love it. I think it's a perfect fitting to throw a party and help, you know, Jorge Posada out. He was my battery mate, and he put the fingers down. I just threw it to his glove, and you know, we're going to help out the Puerto Rico Hurricane Relief Foundation, which, you know, they got hammered down there, and, you know, and they need a lot of help. So why not help your buddy out? And, you know, with my foundation, the Perfect 33 Foundation, and if people want to, you know, go to it, it's perfect33foundation.org, and you can go see what's going on. And the money that I raise is for our Navy SEALs, our military men and women, to get them back in, you know, get them back into circulation of being a good father, husband, mother, father, getting them treatments for a traumatic brain injury. And, you know, I'm going to bring a buddy of mine who was an ex-SEAL and get up and speak on behalf of traumatic brain injury about, you know, about this, because he went through the treatments and that I got him. And it's just, and to see it firsthand was unbelievable. And I was just like in awe. And, you know, and even these treatments help autism too, because Dr. Kevin Murphy, who is the he's a doctor at Rady's Children's here in San Diego,
right,
came up with this device, and I mean the success rate that he's getting is just like unbelievable. When I got testimony, I went and I saw, and it's like literally 10 minutes from my house. I was just like, wow, this is what I want to do, and this is where I want to give money to get our guys back there so they can, you know, they can be just regular Joe Schmoes like us and get out there and do good things.
So you know, do you like doing the broadcasting? I know you're doing stuff with TBS, and you're doing the cheap seats on Fox Sports. How much fun do you have in doing that stuff post-career?
Well, I did TBS for 4 years and had a blast. It was great, you know, it was great working with them and being able to talk baseball, you know, and the other just being guests on that, doing, you know, doing things here and there. I love it. I love talking about, you know, the game of baseball. I love, you know, obviously talking a lot of crap too, because that you can't have one without the other, right?
Right.
So, but you know, to do that and you know, it was just a great part of my life after baseball. You know, I had the opportunity to do those, and you know, it was two great situations that I was in, and it was awesome. So to me, any chance I can get, like talking with you and talking about this, it's great. Yeah, I'm plugging, you know, this event, but not only that, I like talking about the game and talking crap, man. That's just me.
I know it is. Are your sons pitching like you did, or are you? How's that going? Are they doing it or not?
No, my oldest son, he went to a little D3 in Quincy, Mass. At Eastern Naz. He pitched there for his college career, and he's done there. Now he's working two jobs. And my youngest son, he played high school, Little League all the way to high school, but he's getting his jazz major at Michigan State, and he loves rock and roll and music and jazz, obviously. So he's following his passion. So I don't care. As long as they get their degree and do whatever, I support him either way.
You were, you love rock and roll. I went to, believe it or not, you and I probably barely remember this because I know what happened when we went. I went to see Creed with you one night in New York City. Do you remember that
off 57th or 8th with Paddlebox and all the guys? Yeah.
I was in there. I was there that night, let's just say, till the sun came up. But you love rock and roll. Tell me about just your days in Toronto, because, like, I thought some of your most brilliant pitching went on there. I mean, dude, you tore it up there. I think in that couple years, you were like 37 and 16 or something, like outrageous. Did you like pitching there? Because you had a lot of big games there.
No, I did. Toronto was great. That's who I came up with in the beginning. And then, you know, things got really sour there when they released me in 93. And then I just went on to, you know, Detroit, Baltimore. Then I went to New York and then went back to Toronto. And then I played on 9 teams and 3 of them twice. But, you know, Toronto is a great city. It's unbelievable. But back at the time, I just didn't think they really knew baseball at that time. And, you know, obviously, it's a hockey town, but no, beautiful city. I mean, I had a good time there, but I just didn't have a good time with the front office with Pat Gillick. Pat Gillick and I didn't see eye to eye, and they just kind of didn't treat me the way I felt, you know, I should be treated. I was more like a puppet. So I had a lot of bad feelings about it when I went back, but you know, a job's a job, and I went on and did my job. I won like 15 or 16, and then I won 20 there, and then they traded me. So it was like, what the hell do you do? You just go where your job is at and give 100%.
It's crazy. It really is a whirlwind. It's like insanity how a guy could play or whatever for 20 years, and they can move around like nobody's business, and that's generally what happens. But I got to tell you, your stuff was so brilliant when I watched you play here. It was really a pleasure watching you pitch. You were fun. I think you were the fan favorite. The fans just adored you here. I thought it was really cool, your relationship with the Yankees. Even your bobblehead night they had here a couple of weeks ago, even that was cool. Your bobblehead's cool. Everything you do is cool. Sony Hall, May 17th, the David Wells Perfect Game 20th anniversary celebration. A lot of big names and celebrities will be out there, and your favorite Yankees, including Coney and Bernie and Jorge and Joe Torre, Jimmy Fallon will be out there. Dave and his wife Nina all getting involved for the proceeds to go to Perfect 33 and Perfect33Foundation.org. Dave, my man, Boomer, congratulations. 20 years. We'll never forget it. A perfect game. One of the only guys to ever do it. That's something to go to your grave with. You're a badass. I loved having you on the show. Thanks so much for coming on, bro.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.